Welcome back to 770 CHQR and More Than Money. And Andrew, we just spoke with Jamie Golombek, and he gave us his views of some of his tax tips. I want to spend some time with you because on our team, you and your financial planning group really spend a lot of time on the tax side of things. It's a real indicator and issue when it comes to people transitioning to or living in retirement.
Well, a lot of things change over that time frame, Faisal. It's not just about the money you're getting or where it's going to come from. It's how much you're going to pay in taxes. And taxes are a huge issue that we have simply because it's the largest line item that you're going to pay through retirement.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we've got some great things going on with income splitting and other things that the government has given us as tools for retirees to move forward. But now it's, how do we make sure that we use those tools and other tools that are in the tool belt to take advantage of situations that some clients may have?
I want to use the next few minutes for you to open up your secret sauce.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is, there are a lot of things that you use at within the tax code here in Canada that have been able to substantially save on people's income tax through retirement. Let's talk about one idea. Let's give the listeners and the viewers some indication of one idea that we've been using with our clients that has saved a boatload of money. We're talking thousands of dollars in tax savings by doing this one simple strategy, and it's called the prescribed rate loan. Let's give the idea what it is, how does it work, and how do you save money on it?
Well, I know of a few people that, you know, always sort of giggle every year when they get their taxes done because, hey, the prescribed rate loan really works for them.
Perfect.
It's a great thing.
Yeah.
So let's be here with it. So if you're an individual in a high tax bracket, it may be beneficial if you have some investment and then you can push that off to a family member, whether that be a spouse or a child.
An adult child.
And they can take on that investment for them because they're in a lower tax bracket.
So we're talking about money outside of an RSP and a TFSA.
That's right.
Okay. You're basically, if I understand what you're saying is, let's say you have $500,000. I'm making up this number here. So you have $500,000 outside of RSPs and TFSAs in your name, and you're the higher income earner. Because what Canadians have done over time is, as you've saved, you just put it in your name and you've invested it. Or you've put it in joint name and you've invested it.
Or you've just had it, company options, whatever else.
Whatever it may be.
Grown over time.
Whatever it may be. So you now have all this money, and any income that you make, either it's interest income, dividends, or capital gains, you're being taxed at your higher tax rate.
That's
your significant other or other members of your family are at a lower tax rate than you are. You can literally use a prescribed rate loan, which is a loan that you can give to that individual. They have to pay you interest, and the current interest rate,
2%.
2% is what they have to pay you. And any income that's made off that portfolio is at tax at their rate.
Yeah, that's right. But you have to remember, there's a couple reasons for doing this. One, of course, if you just lent the money or gave the money to a family member, there's what you call in the income tax code as income attribution.
Yeah.
So if you just gave them the money, then what could happen in that particular point is that income would get attributed back to you, whether it was interest or dividends. You'd have to pay that tax on it at your higher rate. By lending the money to a spouse or family member through this prescribed rate loan, it avoids the tax attribution rules. So at the end of the year, whatever amount of money you lent, in this case you used $500,000 as an example, that would be $500,000 times 2%. It will give you
$10,000.
In interest that your spouse has to pay you, the higher income earner. On the flip side, the spouse or family member now can claim all that income in their name moving forward.
At a lower tax rate.
At a lower tax rate. Capital gains, all that comes into play. So it's a way of shifting the income to somebody else. Yes, you have to pay a little bit, but there's benefits behind it.
So this is an opportunity for Canadians to shift the income tax burden from a high tax rate to a low tax rate. And there's procedures. So get your tax advice, sit down with your accountant, sit down with your advisor, and go through this. If you've got money outside of RSPs and TFSAs, and you and your family member or significant other are in different tax rates or different income levels, this could be an opportunity. This is also an opportunity for you, those who have money outside of their RSPs, TFSAs, that they can use that money at a lower tax rate to fund their children's education.
Yep.
Private school, hockey, whatever's expensive for these kids, because trust me, we both know these kids' activities are friggin' expensive. This is an opportunity for individuals to use the tax code to shift the tax burden away from the high income tax earner to the lower income tax earner. And this is a great opportunity.
Now, this rate, that 2% we're talking about, is up till March of 2020.
Yep.
So it might change. It may go up. It most likely could stay the same, could go down.
Okay.
But be aware that you have up till beginning of March of 2020.
Yeah, and the government will let you know, as long as you're in contact with your accountant.
And, right? And once you've locked in that number sticks. So if it's 2%, it's 2%. So if interest rates were to go up, it has no effect to you whatsoever.
For life.
Yeah.
For life of the contract. Perfect. Okay. So again, get your advice. Think about that. We've got about 2 minutes left, Andrew.
Yep.
Individuals have tax rates changes happening. What's going on there? What can people kind of take away for 2019 and 2020?
Well, and that's a key thing. 2019 and 2020, you have two situations that really key in for me, Faisal. And one, of course, is if your income is high in 2019, you expect it to be lower in 2020.
Yep.
There may be some options for you. And same thing for the reverse. If your income is lower in 2019 and you expect it to be higher in 2020. So let's start with lower. Okay. Going to higher. So if you're in a lower income bracket this year and you expect your income to increase in 2020, what can you do? Well, perhaps maybe you can if you can take interest income or capital gains, push them out.
Take them now. Yeah.
Simply because if you take them now, you're taking them in a lower income year. So you may want to consider doing that. If there's bonuses potentially possible for you, see if you can take them this year versus next year. Because if you're stepping into a higher bracket, why do that?
Why pay more tax?
Why pay more tax unless you have to? So there's some levers, as we like to call them, yep, where we can pull them back and forth to do something. It's
so
going to be a little bit
more
valuable.
If you know your income is going up next year, then the planning needs to be done now.
That's right.
And the opposite, if you know your income is going to be lower next year, what do you do?
Well, if it's going to be lower, then think about all the investments you have that you could potentially be taking a capital gain. Maybe it's better, instead of taking it in 2019, we push it off to January of next year or beyond.
Yeah.
That's totally up to the individual or
and their tax situation.
And their advisor. But, you know, that's one option. Another option, if you have stock options, RSUs, items of that nature, maybe you want to push those off, not take them this year, push them off until next year. Again, once again, deferring income into a lower income year makes sense. Reduce your tax bill.
This is key now. So why I want to bring this up is that tax planning is not a calendar year by calendar year strategy. It is
it's a sport.
I love it. You love this stuff, don't you? It's a multi-year strategy. It's not
Absolutely.
Just 12 months by 12 months. So sitting down with your accountant, your investment and financial advisor, your wealth planner, all collaboratively working together is what's going to help your tax situation. Dealing with your taxes silo from your investments can impact your tax situation.
It can.
And so this is where when you have assets, when you've accumulated some wealth, you need to be aware that you're going to be paying tax. You're going to be paying tax.
Taxes are inevitable.
When and how much is what the planning comes into play.
Well, this is exactly it. Then we look at even more tax advantages when you retire and move along the line. So there's always an advantage somewhere along the line. We just have to figure out what that is and attack it.
Attack it. Love it. Okay, Andrew, thank you for filling in for Dave. You did a great job. Love that you're here. Thanks for your information on the prescribed rate loans and how individuals can protect and profit in the tax situation going forward. We're going to talk about tax. We're going to talk about profiting and protecting at our seminar on Tuesday, December 3rd, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You need to reserve your seats. So give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com. I want to thank you for joining us today on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Woodgundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Woodgundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Woodgundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.